Joining me in the KUAF studio this evening, Ben Harris. Ben, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Ben Harris, as many of you know, is one of our fine resident jazz musicians who moved up from New Orleans a few years back, right?
Sort of. I was from Little Rock. I had just moved to New Orleans, and then Katrina came through, so we went back to Little Rock and spent about a year there just trying to, you know, pick up the pieces and figure out what we were going to do before we finally relocated to Fayetteville.
And Ben, you play in a number of ensembles, not the least of which is the Fayetteville Jazz Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And you've kind of taken on the role there as the front man, too. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that. That's a good outlet for me.
But you've also played with just about every jazz musician in the area,
mm-hmm.
really in the state in some cases, the time you've spent in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And now you also own a agency, right?
Booking agency, right.
Right.
Porter Jones Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly to me, Ben, you have taken on the role as the musical director for the KUAF's Summer Jazz Concert Composer Showcase.
Right.
And that is no small task. Why don't you kind of describe to folks what the Composer Showcase is going to be this year?
Well, it's, as always, as every year, it's a concert where the local jazz musicians get to get up in a great venue, in a great room, the Star Theater at the Walton Arts Center, and present their music as they imagine it, you know, which is different than what we usually get to do on most gigs that we play, where we're playing jazz standards and things like that that people will recognize. This is the one night of the year when it's all about us, and we get to do our music our way, and it's just a really special thing.
No TV sets behind you, no bar,
no
glasses.
Dartboards, no pool tables.
And original music, original
mm-hmm.
compositions.
Mm-hmm.
And the lineup this year is pretty interesting. Can you kind of run mm-hmm. down some of the performers?
Right. We're going to have Matt and Gus Smith. They're going to open the show with Al Gibson and, I believe, Ken Everts. And I'm not sure who plays bass with them.
Drew Packard is going to play.
Sitting in on bass. Jim Greason's Hogtown Hot Club. They're going to be on the bill. And who else? Claudia Burson Trio, of course, will be there. As you said, the Fayetteville Jazz Collective is going to be playing some new stuff. Walter Savage will be on the bill. Nathan McLeod's going to have a couple of things with a combo. And then we also have the Scholarship Alumni All-Star Recipient Band. We may have to shorten that somehow.
How are they going to list that in the Yellow Pages?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not going to work.
Well, I can talk a little bit about that. These are students who are no longer students. A lot of them are professional jazz musicians that became scholarship recipients which is part of the program that the North Arkansas Jazz Society does every summer. They award scholarships to kids that are studying music that want to further their studies. Typically, they're sent to the Jamie Abersold Summer Jazz Camp. And so we're putting together a band which is mostly, if not all, former scholarship recipients. So that'll
mm-hmm.
be fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Drew Packard is kind of leading
Drew's
that
Drew's kind of running that.
Mm-hmm. So a great lineup. It's kind of, you know, you hear the joke all the time about trying to get jazz musicians to do what you want is like herding cats. So. But this is your second year as musical director for this. And
mm-hmm. I've had a lot of cat herding experience with the Jazz Collective, especially.
I'll bet.
That's, you know, with 18 people, it's a real challenge to get everybody in the same place at the same time and focused on the same agenda. It's no small endeavor.
No, and really, you guys have done a great job.
We just celebrated our second anniversary in June.
Okay, so it's over 2 years the Fayetteville Jazz Collective has been together. A lot of people have heard you. You've played a lot of venues. You've been on stage at the Walton Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
You play regularly, like once a month, at the
UARC Ballroom.
UARC mm-hmm. Ballroom. Prior to that, I know you did some gigs at Scarpino's,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting work, it sounds like.
We are. We've played in a church parking lot. We played on the front porch of a house in Bentonville one time. We've been all over the place. No job too big or too small.
Well, and this, you know, that ensemble, first of all, there's nothing like hearing that wall of sound, jazz orchestra.
Yeah.
But what I really love about what you guys are doing is you're not only doing a lot of the standard repertoire, but not unlike the Composer Showcase, there's some really good composers that mm-hmm. are part of that group. Rick Salonon comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing some original tunes and original arrangements as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really lucky to have somebody like Rick Salonon in the band because he's such a great composer and arranger and just a great musician. And, you know, everybody just has such a high regard for Rick and what he's able to do. And it's crazy that every chart that he brings in is a little bit better than the last one. It's like he's continually getting better, which is kind of scary because he's just so good at it. And we're really happy to occasionally get to play the music of Jim Greason as well, because so many of us were students of his.
So we've got solos, quartet, quintet, big band, all of this coming up August 6th in Star Theater at the Walton Arts Center. And Ben, I want to give you a chance to showcase some of your fine musicianship, if I could twist your arm to play a tune for us.
Sure.
Why don't you set this up?
Well, let's see. I'll do one that I've written that's fairly new. It's still kind of a work in progress. This is the working title of this is Open Strings.
Very nice, Ben. There's a lot going on there. I hear almost a bossa nova or a Brazilian sound at the head, but then it moves off in several different directions. It's very interesting, too.
Thank you.
Ben Harris, he is the musical director for the upcoming concert, the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Composer Showcase, August 6th. Tickets are available. You can go online at www.waltonartcenter.org. You can also call the North Arkansas Jazz Society and check out their website at www.digjazz.com. 479-225-2306. Ben, thanks again.
Thanks for having me. It was a blast.